Last Tuesday, Pennsylvania offered its adult citizens a major say in the future of the Commonwealth. And about 5 out of every 6 responded, "Thanks, but nah, think I'll pass." They said, "I won't do this one simple thing to help my state get better. I will, however, reserve the right to whine, moan, bitch, and cynically joke about everything done by the people who got elected without any input from me." Super thinking. Great choice. The 17% turnout of eligible voters in last Tuesday's primaries was, in a word, pathetic. Wait, I have a few more words. Embarrassing and shameful. Of course, there wasn't much at stake, just the future of a commonwealth with rotten job growth, shaky finances, crumbling bridges, dying cities, and starving schools. Tuesday, I dashed to my new city polling place during a work break. It was dinner time. I worried how long I'd have to wait since I had to hustle back to my job. No worries, no lines. I was out of there inside 5 minutes. Inside the curtain, I had one bad moment, and it reminded me why some people think they have an excuse for not voting. Turns out, my new state representative is one of the clowns who allegedly was caught taking bribes in a state sting. Hers was the only name on the ballot. This lack of ballot choices is what some folks use as an alibi for not spending 15 minutes to exercise a right that millions of Americans have died to defend. But here's the thing. Why would a crooked officeholder have no competition? Because the hacks who exert malignant control over this city's public life count on your apathy. They count on you not paying attention, not rallying behind a reform candidate, not moving beyond cheap, shoddy cynicism. When you don't vote, you discourage the good guys from taking the considerable risks of running. You see, it's simply not true that all politicians are crooks. Some are fine people struggling to do good, but getting too little support. An election like last Tuesday's, one where money and power show up, but everyone else stays home, is a flat-out betrayal of the good guys. Wake the hell up, people! The bad guys are playing you! Don't let them ruin their game. Pay attention. Show up. Vote. I'm Chris Cetullo.